Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is titled Waiting Upon the Lord, and it's based on that wonderful verse in Isaiah 40:31, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." To underscore the importance of our final thought from our last podcast about renewal, we turn today to a verse we listed in Scriptures for Study. Because they were then captives in Babylon, Isaiah challenged the people with the words we just read. Share three principles with you here. First, we see the principle that we are to wait upon the Lord. The Hebrew behind the word wait means not only to wait, but also to look for with eager anticipation and expectation. We wait upon God, for example, in confident expectation that He will deliver us from trials and oppression that comes from the wicked. In Psalm 27:14, 39:7, 40:1, Proverbs 20:22, and Isaiah 25:9. Such waiting implies neither the passive idea of let go and let God, nor sudden bursts of hyperactivity, that is, trying to make things happen. Rather, this is forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, and straining on toward the goal, as we read in Philippians 3:12-14. Second, we note the promise that if we wait upon the Lord, He will renew our strength. The Hebrew here means to pass on, to change or renew, and is used, for example, for the growth of grass, Psalm 90:5-6, and for the second growth of a tree in Job 14:7. If we are not waiting on Him, however, we cannot expect renewal. As one commentator has said it very, very well, quote, "He never promised the soaring strength of eagles so we could keep on grunting in the sty of Babylon," unquote. Third, then, we see the periods during which we wait upon the Lord. The first period is during the easier times when we soar like eagles. You see, it's easy to live for the Lord when all goes well. But it is also during such times that we must lean upon Him lest we become puffed up. It's at those times that we put forth fresh feathers like the molting eagle, as this phrase can be literally translated. The second period is during the everyday difficulties of life, when we might not be able to soar as eagles, but we still run and not grow weary because we are resting on Him. The third period is during the serious problems and tragedies that come, when we will still be able to walk along without collapsing because we are trusting in His strength. So whether you are soaring, sprinting, or striding, we therefore faint not, for though our outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, 2 Corinthians 4:16. Each and every day is a new opportunity for spiritual invigoration, restoration, and transformation as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. We close with these four lines. "It's with the eagles we will sometimes soar, for renewed strength upon the Lord we wait. At times we'll run but not tire in the chore, at others we'll just walk but still not faint." If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. How do the following verses encourage us? Psalm 27:14, Luke 18:1, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, Galatians 6:9, and Hebrews 12:1. Our next episode is part one of three on manna from heaven, and is based on Exodus 16:15, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.